Hello, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken. Mike here with Alpha Mazer.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Doing fine, thanks.
All right, thank you. So, Ken, first of all, thank you for bearing with me. Nick actually came in yesterday. He replied to you. He replied to the other clients. But he's been dealing with some family issues, and, you know, he had to be he took an off today as well. So I've been kind of juggling with a couple of things. I hope we still have a good few minutes to talk. Can we?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And then family always comes before business in my book.
Thank you for understanding. I mean, it's just, it's just been a crazy week for him, and we're all trying to, make sure he doesn't miss out on anything and his clients don't miss out on anything. So thank you for understanding. And, Ken, we had to speak about a couple things together, and therefore I thought it would be easier to hop on a call and discuss this better. So for my credentials, first of all, I happen to be the VP for Product Strategy at Hoffman Mazer, and Nick actually reports to me. So I've been kind of behind the scenes. I've been involved with your proposition about the photo frame app and how you want this to be deployed in hospitals and other facilities whereby, certain videos and certain slideshows need to be played over time. Am I in the right direction?
That is correct. The primary feature is to be able to play a series of short 30 to 60 second videos, each video with unique date and timestamp, and playing them at a set date and time. For example, if you wanted your phone to wake up at 7 in the morning on March 1st and say, "Good morning, Mike, it's March 1st, 7 a.m., here's your video, end." The phone can go back to sleep. At 8 o'clock, the 8 o'clock video comes up. "Hello, Mike, it's March 1st, 8 a.m., this is your video, stop." I've looked at different ways to kind of, do it myself. One of the issues I've come up with is there are multiple kiosk software providers that can do a similar scheduling service.
Right.
The problem is all of their video capabilities are looping, which I've also found a number of Android apps, the videos can loop. That doesn't work for me. Because the videos are of different lengths, it wouldn't make sense to play, to schedule a video to play at 8 a.m., schedule a null video to play at 8:01, stop the loop, but to have a 45-second video loop and another 15 seconds, it's not what I want to present.
So are you saying that you want to play the video once and then, the system, the device goes to sleep, right?
That is fine. In between the videos, if the videos are either every half hour or if the videos are every hour, I'm very flexible for my alpha at whatever's in the middle. If the device just shuts off or goes into sleep mode, that's perfectly fine. If it's just as easy to schedule a short slideshow, that's fine. In my alpha, I don't need much. I basically just need a video to pop up. If the tablet can be locked in between videos, that's fine. Or if someone can play with it, that's also fine. As long as the video, like an alert alarm, has priority and plays over whatever anything else is doing.
Okay. I think I know the direction that you're taking with this. So let me try and summarize what you said, and then I have a couple of questions for you as well. So, A, this has to be pre-scheduled. So if you want to play a video at 8 a.m. in the morning, you should be able to pre-schedule this a night before or 3 days before or whenever you'd like to do it. You'd be able to select the date and the time that you want to play the video at, right?
Correct. And one step further, just my use case is to hand a patient a tablet that's been preloaded with, let's say, 50 or 60 videos that will play once an hour during the daytime unique videos once an hour for, let's say, 3 days. End of the time, the video can be returned. The tablet can either be returned or, depending on the business model, just junked, or they can keep it, value-added, whatever. My initial thought, not knowing what's easiest to put together, is if I was to able to just load those, let's say, 100 videos onto the tablet, either in memory, in a folder, on an SD card, whatever works, ahead of time, and hand it to the patient. Ideally, I would know the patient, let's say, has surgery Monday morning. I'd load it with the appropriate videos for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, let's say. My rationale for going preloaded is that I've been in hospitals where the cell service is horrible, where the guest Wi-Fi is unreliable, and if it was streaming a video, it wouldn't be reliable.
Right. Okay, so
but
you want
to
make
tell
sure...
me with your if you were to tell me with your experience, oh my goodness, I could do it really quick, really easy, really cheap. If it was streaming a website instead of this app, you know, I'd be interested to hear it. But I'm just thinking with my limited experience on what might be the cheapest, easiest, most stable.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions, and I'll try and put together a solution for you that's the cheapest, the easiest, and takes the least possible time. So first of all, would you want the capability to be able to remotely operate the software as well? So let's say, would you, when you hand over the device, would you want to upload the videos right through that device, or you want to have the capability to be able to do it remotely as well? Say from, one of your operating head office, or, from right from your home or where your team's working?
That would be a nice to have. If it adds 10,000 to the price of the alpha, no. So this is a pet project of mine. I don't have corporate money behind it, so I'm looking to do it as cheaply as possible. And that was my approach, was thinking if I could just load it through a USB cord off my Mac, that'll be easy, quick, FedEx it to a patient, done. But if you're telling me that there would be the same price but better functionality, then...
Ken, I'm starting to lose you. You said if it would be a better price. I'm sorry? Ken, you still there? Ken, I'm starting to lose you. It looks like a reception issue. Can you hear me fine?
Can you hear me right now?
Okay, you're breaking up. Let me call you back. If you can hear this, I'm just giving you a call back, all right?
Perfect.
Okay.